Hey. Nothing. Just going through job postings. Yeah, no luck yet. Gonna call every place that I saved. It's okay. Yeah. Polished up my resume, and as far as experience goes, I think it should hold up. No, Dad. No. I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that. No, seriously, like, what do you want? Dad, please get your hands off me. I thought we've gone over this. Get your fucking hands off me. No, it's nothing. It's just bruised up. I was helping Mike out with his car yesterday and fucked up my arms in the process. No, I'm not lying. What the fuck are you talking about? You're just making assumptions now. It's just. No, get it. I'm gonna go for a walk. Get out of my way. No, get out of my way. I need some fucking air. I just need to go for a smoke. That's all. Listen, I don't owe you shit. Okay, I don't owe you an explanation for anything. You call that love? Oh my God. You raped me. You put a child in me. And you don't see anything wrong with that? How fucking dense are you? Fuck you, cunt. And this. This is how you treat your daughter. Aren't you a charming man? A man that mom so lovingly once called husband and father of my only daughter. Fucking disgusting. You're a fucking piece of shit. You belong in the dirt. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I don't want to have to ask again. Get the fuck out of my way! Ow! Fuck! My hair. Let go of me. Let go of me. Let go of me. What did you like to know? What did you want to hear? You want to hear that I've been abusing again? You want to hear that I've been out again on the streets looking for my next fix? You want to hear that I lied to you about my arms, huh? What is it? Why don't you just tell me then? Make both our lives easier. You can't throw me out. And even if you did, I have your child. You know, I think it would really fucking suck if I had a miscarriage. Here's to hoping, I guess. I'm not your whore. Okay? I'm your daughter. And you've ruined my life. And you expect so much out of it because you can't tell what's right from wrong. And if the baby miraculously survives, do you know how fucked it would be? I hope it fucking dies. I hope I take it out with me when I fucking kill myself. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll fucking kill myself. I hope you fucking die. Get off of me. Get the fuck off of me. Get the fuck off of me, you fucking cocksucker. Huh? Get away from me. Get away from me. I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. Dad. Dad. Is that you? Oh my God. Oh my God, I missed you so much. I can't believe I'm home. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dad. You have no idea what the fuck I've been through. I was so scared. I love you, Dad. I love you so much. Go back there, ever. It's about time that you regained consciousness. Those sleeping pills tasted great in the spaghetti, huh? At least I made dinner, as a daughter would. How was it anyway? It tastes like how Mom used to make. Remember when she forgot to add salt and you stuck her head into the sauce when it was still hot? Class act. Couldn't expect anything less. Dad of the fucking year. Guess those pills were a good substitute for salt. Besides, too much sodium is bad for you, or so I heard. Well, get comfortable. Those are some heavy restraints. How's your head? Still a bit out of it, huh? It's fine. Every inch of your body should feel elevated. Single touch is overwhelming, isn't it? You can thrash and scream all you want, you stupid pig. Break your fucking wrist and ankles if you need to slip out of that metal. Let me see it. True, a big man. I'll bash your fucking skull in before you even try. But at least the bed's comfortable, no? It's the same one that you raped me in repeatedly, so. Smells disgusting, doesn't it? Blood and sweat. Cum. It's all you. You know, I wrote you a letter. It's almost like a thank you letter. And I wanted you to read it, but set it against it. I think it would be better to leave dramatic evidence when they find us. I also thought that it would be better if you witnessed this wonderful event before you die. I didn't stutter. And if I hadn't made it clear yet, you're going to fucking die here. And then I will kill myself. Don't sound so worried. A child won't ever have to worry about how fucked up it's going to be when it comes into this world. Because it's gone. It's been aborted. Why do you look so pissed? As if it's absolutely fucking normal to raise a child that's been inbred. You really are fucked in the head. You know, I've been dreaming about this day since you first raped me. And it always came to me in my dreams like a painting. And both of us dead, rotting away, or skin blisters and pus oozing. Your cock is in one orifice or another. I mean, it was always in one of my holes. If it wasn't the ones I already had, it was a new one that you've put in me. And we were splayed out like a Renaissance piece. Lovingly in each other's arms on the floor. Father and daughter. The red and blue lights flashing in slow motion, illuminating my cum-stained and bloody body. It was almost like a spotlight. It was a beautiful scene, mind you, despite the morbid nature. And I can never stop dreaming about your cock. You know, it fucking ruined me. Ever since that fucking day, sometimes I would wish I was back at the hospital. I had never left, and if I did, I would have fucking thrown myself onto the train tracks. Every fucking time I turn around. I see a man and he looks like you. Every time I try to go and do groceries, I can't leave the car. I can't leave the car. I can't leave this fucking wretched place because everywhere I fucking turn, every man I see, every fucking man I see looks like you. Every father figure that I see walking with their fucking daughters, I know something is up. I can feel it. I can sense it. And I feel so bad for these girls. I feel so bad for these women that have to deal with people like you. And I tried to talk to my fucking therapist, and I tried to talk it out. I tried to go and work these out and try to rid of these fucking dreams, these thoughts, but you really did a fucking number on me. And it's not gonna go away. I don't think for once that I'm ever going to live normally ever again. Sometimes I would still feel your cock ripping me from the inside. I had to stop, but it was too fucking late. I guess it's no surprise that I've relapsed. Not willingly, though. It wasn't a withdrawal. If anything, it was more out of spite. Or escape. I had too much pride to be on the street. Mom won't take me in because she's already a world away with her cozy little home and her new husband and their non-existent children. They really are living life. And here we are. Fucked. Doomed. And bound for nothingness. Thanks, Dad. I owe it all to you. And still, the last thing you want is this needle to get in and get stuck and break. Okay. I know a thing or two about needles. Look at me. They're sterilized if you're concerned. Doesn't really fucking matter, but you got the handkerchief all tight. Okay. Gonna be a little prick. Okay, stop moving. You're not being executed yet, so don't be so worried. Let it settle. You'll feel good, trust me. It's just a very, very small dose. You'll feel over the moon. How does that feel? It'll hit you. You're gonna feel like you're soaring through the sky. Your body's gonna feel amazing. It's gonna be quite euphoric for you. And I think, you're going to enjoy this. Well, whatever happens next, it's all on my terms. Do you understand? This is gonna be the last fucking time that you and I will ever be in this situation. Never have I thought I would ever want to do anything with you in this way, but I think it's absolutely fitting. I think, in a way, it's going to be humiliating for you. You're all tied up, bound to that bed where you're going to die in tonight. You're not gonna go out with pride, and I'm gonna make sure of it. Do you understand? Tonight, your cock is mine. Tonight, I'm gonna make sure you understand your place. Tonight, I will bring you to hell. Because that's where you fucking belong. I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I fucking hate you. This is the only fucking time that I will ever find the thought of your cock appealing. How does it feel with my hand is jerking your fucking cock like this? Huh? I know you can get hard. I know you can get hard. You're not hard right now, but I know you can get fucking hard. You get off on me. You fucking sick bastard. What now? Because you don't want it right now? You can't get hard? Come on now. Don't be a fucking liar. Don't bullshit me. You can get hard. Go on. I'm jerking your cock. I'm gripping it. Feels good, doesn't it? I know it feels good. I know it feels good. Your daughter is fucking jerking you off. You dream about this every night. I know you do. Yeah. Look at that. You're so hard. Don't yell at me. Don't raise your fucking voice. Who the fuck said you could? Who the fuck said you could? Can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about what I'm gonna do to you. Yeah. No. No. This is gonna be good. I'm gonna suck your cock. I fucking hate it. But you and I are gonna hate it. You and I are gonna go down together anyway, so fuck it, right? How's that? When I spit on your cock, make it nice and wet. Oh. You like the way I suck your cock? Huh? You like the way my lips feel going up and down your fucking shaft? Huh? Oh. You like the way I deep throat your cock? It feels so good, doesn't it? My tongue all over your cock, all over your balls. It's a shame. It's a goddamn shame. You would come so fucking quick. But it's not a fucking surprise, isn't it? You're a pervert. You're disgusting. You're a freak. Of course you would come so quick. It's fucking disgusting. I didn't even swallow it. Spit it out. Fuck you. Here's a second dose. Don't fucking worry, don't worry. You feel good, don't you? It feels good, right? Why do you think I got so fucking addicted to it? It took me away. It took me away. It took me far from this fucking place. So, you can feel it too. Alright, it's just a little bit, little by little, it's fine, it's fine, yeah. Oh, you feel the needle go in, how does that feel, huh? Oh, your body's on fire, isn't it? If I were you, I would do my fucking best to get hard again. Think what you need to think. I'll touch you. I don't fucking care if you're sensitive. I don't care if it hurts. I don't care if you're aching. But I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you so hard. In my head. You're no longer my dad. You're no longer a fucking human. In my head, you're just an object, and I'm gonna throw you away once I'm done. You're a waste of life. I need you to get hard again. I need you to get it fucking hard again. I need you to be hard. See, I'm touching your cock again. You're twitching. You're crying. I don't care. I don't fucking care. It doesn't matter. You're gonna get hard. You're gonna get hard, or I'm just gonna fucking execute you. Bullet right through your brain. You won't even get to witness the best thing that you'll have front row seats for. So get hard. Get hard for me. And jerk your cock again. If faster this time. Oh, fuck. You're just a cock for me to use. I'm taking the power back. You feel so violated, don't you? You feel raped. It stripped you of all of your authority, all of your demands. They're nothing to me. Oh, this cock is mine tonight. Oh, you're hard. You're hard again. Let me just... I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna ride you so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck your cock. I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it, but it feels so good. Oh, fuck. You like the way I fucking bounce on your cock? You sicko. You fucking psychopath. You love it. Oh, my pussy wraps around your cock. It's so fucking wet. It's so fucking tight. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Stupid fucking pig. You stupid fucking pig. You're a fucking disgrace. You're a fucking cunt. I want you to rot in hell. I want you to fucking suffer. I don't ever want you to see the light of day after this. You're gonna remember this, even in your grave, even in hell. You're gonna remember this night. You're gonna remember me. Oh, fuck. Oh. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come, you disgusting piece of shit. All over your fucking cock. All over your fucking cock. Yeah, I'm just... disgusted with myself. It doesn't fucking matter anymore. It doesn't fucking matter. Does it look like it matters? Do you see the state that you and I are in? Do you see it? Do you see it? We're fucking doomed, both of us. That doesn't matter. Oh, we're still hard. I know you didn't come. It doesn't fucking matter to me whether or not you come, really. It really fucking sucks, though, that we're gonna have to get rid of this. I'm gonna get rid of your fucking cock. I didn't stutter. I didn't. We're getting rid of your fucking cock. I'm gonna fucking chop it off. I'm gonna hack it off. I'm gonna fucking saw it off. You're never gonna need to use that ever again. You're going to be defiled. Your body's gonna be useless. They're gonna see. They're gonna wonder why it happened. There's gonna be no explanation, really. I humiliated your body, but it was all worth it. Because you defiled me, so it's my turn. It's my turn to make you. Oh, you. Into a horrendous. Oh, fucking. Disaster. I'm just gonna get this fucking knife. See this? And you're still so hard. You're still so hard. It's perfect. It's perfect. As soon as I cut into it, as soon as it goes fucking through, blood's gonna be spurting out all over my face, and you're gonna be screaming. You're gonna be crying. You're gonna be thrashing, but you can't do shit. You can't fucking do shit. Motherfucker. Or daughter fucker. Whatever. We're gonna do it. I'm gonna fucking do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna grab your cock. See? Look. Watch. I want you to fucking watch. I want you to fucking watch. Look at your cock. Look at your cock. It's gonna be gone soon. It's gonna be gone. I'm gonna take it away from your body. And then you're gonna bleed all over the place. But you're not gonna die. You're just gonna lose a lot of blood. And then. Oh, shit. Wait. Fuck. You need another dose. You need another dose. Hold on. Let me get you another dose. It's okay. As soon as this goes in you, it's gonna be fine. You're not gonna feel it. You're gonna feel amazing. You're gonna think it's pleasure. You're gonna think, oh, it's gonna be fantastic. Okay. In the needle goes. There it goes. Oh, how does that feel? No. This knife. Yeah, it's kind of sharp. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, you don't need this cock anymore. You don't. Grab the head and we're gonna saw it off. We're gonna cut it off. Ooh. How does it feel? Just cutting right through. Oh. Just at the base of your cock. We're almost there. It's almost fucking hacked off. Oh, there's so much blood. It's spilling all over the place. Getting all over me. Getting it all over you. Oh, fuck. There it goes. Can you fucking believe it? This is the fucking cock that raped me. The exact same one. I put a child in me. I was bound to rot on this earth. This is fucking disgusting. This cock. I could just throw it away. When forensics get here, they're gonna find a fucking cock inside the fucking garbage bin. Is that crazy? Holy shit. Well, there's that. We're losing a lot of fucking blood. I think we should do something about that. It could cauterize the wound. I got an iron here. It's pretty hot. I don't know if it's hot enough to cauterize it, but I don't know if we should give it a shot. It's gonna burn your fucking balls off, that's for sure. It's gonna burn them off. It's gonna burn them off clean. They're gonna burst. Let's give it a shot. It's just an iron. Don't worry about it. I know it's hot, but hold fucking still. I know it's hot. I know it's so fucking hot. Your skin is burning. Oh, and I don't think it's doing anything for you at all. Oh no. I don't know anything about cauterizing a wound, so I just saw this on TV. I thought it would fucking work. I'm sorry. That didn't do shit. You didn't die. You're not dead yet. I mean, you're kind of losing consciousness, so I'm not gonna waste any more time. You can see me, Dad. You can see me. Aren't you proud of me? Aren't you fucking proud of me? I'm gonna take this knife. Before I go, I'll take one more hit. One more hit. Oh, fuck. Fucking vibrating. It feels so amazing. Oh, God. And one more dose for you to send you overboard. Dad, I hope you rot in fucking hell. I hope you rot in hell. I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. You're gonna watch me. Watch me, okay? Watch me. Keep your fucking eyes on me. Keep your fucking eyes on me. Dad. Dad. Thank you for fucking taking me in after all those years. It's such a shame that we have to leave each other this way. Oh. See this knife? This knife is just gonna slit my fucking throat. I'm gonna bleed out in front of you. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.